Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. I hope you're having an amazing day. Making memories versus making money. We all want to make money. You want to make money. Look, money's awesome. Money, the love of it, though. When you love money, it is the root of all evil. Money isn't evil. Money isn't the root of all evil. For the love of money. And as I start to sift through all these memories inside our house, if you're following along here, playing at home, you know we're going to be downsizing considerably the Everyday Saturday compound here. It's going away. Our home that we built in 2004, well, the house isn't going away. The house is staying. We're going away. We are downsizing considerably into an 1870 farmhouse. Same location, same zip code. Kids don't leave the school system, nothing like that. It's amazing how things work, though. This is what happens when you really create momentum and you put things in motion. We've been using, there's this wonderful lady, Wanda, at our church. We've known her forever. And she has shown us houses for the past 3 years. We never pulled the trigger on anything. We've always been looking to downsize. We're just looking for a house with character. You know, we've got your typical little McMansion here in the suburbs of Cincinnati. Just imagine any cul-de-sac outside of any major city. That's where we live. You know, the little 17-home cul-de-sac here. And we've always wanted to, you know, we lived in the, it's funny, we lived in an 1870 farmhouse in Springville, New York, back in 2010, 2011, and part of 2012. And it was our little vacation home, so we sold it last year. It was just too much to keep up, and we knew having Susan here, our little trach baby, we have to be close to Cincinnati Children's Hospital because of all her appointments. Going back there for a whole summer, once again, wasn't realistic right now. So anyway, We want a home like that again, and we had Wanda showing us homes, our realtor here, for the past few years. Just, and you know, realtors don't make money until the home sells, and I kind of felt bad. We were dragging her all around town. And, hey, we like this. Hey, we like this. The older, the better. The more character, the better. I like character. Don't you like character? I mean, it's easy to just throw drywall up. It's easy to put stainless steel everywhere. It's easy to just put a brand new kitchen in and all the man cave and all that. Give me a dirt basement built with stones on top of each other, which is what we had at our old home back in New York. Just the basement was literally stones piled on top of each other. Craziest thing. Now, it's cool to look at, kind of creepy to go down to because it's really dark and you almost see like a little set of eyes looking back at. I always wonder what little varmints are in the basement. We had two cats, which I think helped keep whatever was scurrying about down there. And so you kind of sleep with one eye open. But life, man, it's creating memories, man. And I do not begrudge anybody who, and I say this on it because I always have to qualify. You know, if you listen to motivational podcasts or people in the personal development space, you'll get a lot of the, you know, envision you, envision the ocean, envision your yacht and your Lamborghini. Hey, have a ball, man. I do not tie any satisfaction whatsoever to that stuff. I just don't. Maybe it's because I had it all at one time, and it never gave me any happiness. You know what gives me happiness? Hanging out, you know, laughing gives me happiness. Creating memories, not just with my kids, but with buddies of mine, going out and having a beer and just talking about stuff. I'm going through all these boxes in my home, and I'm just smiling. I'm looking at old memories, old photos, news clippings, things from even from my corporate days, the congratulatory notes when I would get a promotion from guys I haven't literally talked to in 25 years, and creating memories. That's the only thing I want to do. I'll be 49 years old in June, and it's all I want to do now for the next however long, however many days, how many years I got left. And when you see these people that maybe you've been to events or you've seen them on stage and you see them preaching about the money, just be careful. just be careful. Money will expose more of who you are, and I'm sure you're a very good person with very good intentions, but also money puts you in a group of other people. And remember what we talk about all the time on the show, you are the result of your four closest friends. And I've shared the stage with a lot of people over the past 10 years who have a lot of money, and I've seen a lot of wild things happening, you know, behind the scenes. And it was really, it's just concerning, you know. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens, and I think, man, I wonder if this would happen if they didn't have any money. And the answer is no, it wouldn't. They wouldn't have the opportunity for any of this stuff to happen. We're just talking about what you would normally see happen behind the scenes with people who got a lot of money, you know. And yet when they go on stage for that 60 to 90 minutes or a couple hours and they're talking, they give the impression, hey, I got it all together, man. I got it all together. And no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't have it all together, because you know if you don't sell a lot from stage, you don't eat next month. Everybody's kind of like one big product launch away from going bankrupt, and that's not the position that you want to be in. You never want to tie your entire life and your satisfaction and your happiness to the almighty dollar. You just don't want to do that. It's a bad, bad place to be. Why? How do I know that? I've been there. As recently as just a few years ago as well. You know, having to make money one month, a lot of it, to pay for the bills the previous month, and then you got to launch another product, and then you got to do this. If you're on my mailing list, if you've gone to everydayofsaturday.com and put your name and email in, and you get correspondence from me, you'll see the amount of promotions that come into your inbox versus just, hey, this is what's going on. Now, of course, I'm going to plug the podcast, or I'm going to plug the Everyday Saturday Academy and things like that. Of course, those are my flagship products and brand. And if you're already a member or you're already a listener, you're just like, oh, that's cool. Everybody gets a chance to promote, you know. But there is a level of, and if you're an entrepreneur right now, especially an online entrepreneur, there's a fine line between looking desperate, like I got to sell you, I got to make money, and educating and building relationships with your clientele. It's a longer road as far as I'm trying to think of making a cash register ring. You know, it's a longer road to that as opposed to sending out a promo to your list, buy my product, or I'm an affiliate of somebody else's product, buy theirs, and you're going to make money real quick. There's a fine line, man. I'm not begrudging anybody, once again, to earn income with your internet marketing list and things like that. But, man, building relationships and building memories, I'm perfectly content in this new home that we're going to be moving to that I was talking about, downsizing half the amount of size that we got inside the house, having a really big backyard, and just creating memories. I don't think for a minute I would regret creating a lifetime of memories versus creating a lifetime of money. And it's funny, as I go through these boxes as well, I'm looking at all the congratulatory notes, like I said, from people I used to work with, bosses I used to have. When you get a promotion in the corporate world, people just send a nice note, say, hey, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. But like I mentioned, haven't heard from these people since I left. So what's that tell you? If you're in a job right now, a lot of the people are happy for what you can do for them. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you're doing a great job. You're working hard. Thanks. Keep it up. What does that mean, keep it up? It means keep making me look good. Keep adding to the bottom line of the company. Keep spending time away from your family. And keep being a good little boy, little girl. Make sure you take the orders and you fall in line, and we'll, you know, keep dangling this carrot in front of you and send you congratulatory notes. We'll give you a bonus every now and again. Not if we're not making money, but if we are, we'll throw a little breadcrumbs your way. Let me tell you something. It's something very empowering to know that, yeah, you're going to have some lean months as an entrepreneur. Sales are going to be up. They're going to be down. But boy, there is something empowering to know that you're in control, that you could turn on a podcast, create that, turn on a video, send an email, create some content, get momentum flowing in your direction. There's something very powerful about that. And we strip ourselves of a lot of the power by settling for money, by putting a dollar amount on what we are willing to do. I'll do that job for this amount of money. I don't know, man. That just never resonates with me. I'm more like when I take on coaching clients, I don't take on coaching clients based on revenue. I take on coaching clients based on how much fun I think we're going to have working together. I take them on based on their excitement, their enthusiasm. We've had so many people. Maybe you're one of them. If you haven't, do it. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. It's a really brief questionnaire. Get on the phone. Let's see if we're a good fit to work together. And we've probably, I don't know, we've had, since I've been mentioning this on my podcast, we've probably had close to 200 applications come in. And I would say we might have 5 to 7 people because it's just not a good fit for everybody. We want people to be motivated, want people to be inspired and have an idea of where it is that they want to go. If you don't have purpose or passion in your life, that's actually not even a bad thing because that's where I would come in working with you one-on-one. Have a direction of what it is, the message that you want to get out there, the service you want to provide. But I don't ever take anybody on based on money because if that were the case, I would be miserable. How do I know that? Again, I've done it. Had people literally pay me $50,000 to coach them one-on-one and after a few coaching sessions can't find them with a search warrant. Literally, it's like they went into the witness protection program. Don't answer emails, unresponsive, not doing what we've, you know, decided we're going to do moving forward. It's tough to be held accountable. It's tough to say, hey, this is what my dream is, Sam. I want you to hold me accountable. Okay, here we are. And then, oof, that gets a little uncomfortable for a lot of people. I'm telling you, man, do not tag success to money. Why? Because nobody cares. It's post. You know why people care? Online. The photos, Instagram, all over Facebook and things like that. You see it. You're very impressionable. You know, we all are. We see that. We're like, wow, that looks great. Even myself included with really the struggle, and it is a struggle with our baby Susan and all the challenges that we've had with her. I look at somebody my age out on the golf course every day saying, wow, look at that fairway. Man, to hit a 7-iron and stick that thing close to the pin right now on a 75-degree breezy day. Wow. A can of Bud Light right there in the golf cart, just enjoying it. That's cool. But then I got to rewind myself and say, what's my purpose? Why am I here? I'm here to raise 4 children, one of which is critical right now. I'm here to be the support mechanism for my wife as best I can. And quite honestly, I'm here to build this brand for you to help you understand what's important and what's not important and how to get jacked up, man, how to get fired up, how to take care of your health, how to find 30 minutes a day to eat healthy. This is day 20 of my vegan diet. I feel very good. I don't crave meat. There's been a couple of instances in the last 2 days where I've looked in the refrigerator and my wife, my mom made the most incredible meatballs, man, growing up in Bradford, PA. God, mouthwatering. And we had meatballs. My wife had made spaghetti and meatballs the other night, and the meatballs were sitting in there. And I'm like, wow, look at those. And they're like, Sam. And I didn't do it. Didn't pull the trigger. Instead, I made a green smoothie. Spinach, almond milk, and water with strawberries and banana in there. And it immediately curbed my appetite and gave me, you know, what I needed to get through the next few hours. But other than that, the couple of weak moments I've had, these 3 weeks have been very cool. And going to the gym has really felt good as well. And it just feels good, man. You know what? It feels good to overcome stuff. It feels good to overcome the love of money. I'm not saying I don't need money. Good Lord, if you had millions of dollars in hospital bills like we do, insurance takes care of just about all of that, though. There's a little bit left, a little chicken left on the bone. That's fine. We'll take care of that financially as well. But I'm not going to sit here and grip over money. You know, I'm going to think about, what are we going to do today? Kids are off school. It's a 4-day weekend. We got Martin Luther King's birthday. We got a lot going on here. We've kids got Friday and Monday off school. And I'm thinking of, what are we going to do over the weekend? What are they going to do? Even if I don't have memories with them because they're getting older, they're going to go to friends' houses. Can I drive them over there? Well, how can I assist in helping them grow? How can I assist in helping them answer their questions they have? Teenagers got different questions than 7-year-olds do. And just assist them in having memories as well. That's what it's all about for me. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. How are you going to, over this next few days, just over the weekend, what are you going to do to make some memories? Go blow some steam off, man. Have some fun. Or if you want to throw yourself into the work, and that's what you love to do, throw yourself into work as long as you love. It's your passion, what you really love to do. Me, I'm going to sign off on this show. I got a guy coming over to repair a wall that we ripped out to put a water heater in there. We're getting our home ready to be sold. Hopefully, we'll have some showings. It's going to be bittersweet. Kids are going to miss the house, but we're focused on moving forward. We're not driving, looking in the rearview mirror. We're focused on memories, and we're focused on moving forward. And I would encourage you, man, go create memories. Just do something for the first time. Even again, if you haven't done it in 30 years, go do something for the first time and quit worrying about money. Money, man, I'm telling you, it's just, there's money everywhere. Make connections. There's other people who have a lot of what you need that you can tap into them and they can help you. Hang around people who don't focus and talk about money because it's just going to drag it down. You guys, you're going to be in a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to be talking about, oh, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. And before you know it, it's just depressing, man. Go out and have a beer with somebody. Go out to Starbucks and have a cup of coffee with someone and just hang out and chat. Somebody you haven't even talked to in the last year or so. Somebody who brings joy to your life. Somebody you know that in the first 5 minutes when you sit down with them, you're going to have a smile on your face. You're going to relax. Get away. Get away. Get all those bills and all those problems. They'll be there when you come back. Don't worry. But go make a memory. Go have a good time with somebody. So I'm going to do, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.